Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk. Loving, touching, squeezing each other.
You're tearing me apart every day. So why did you really when I came in?
Same reason I'm inching towards the door. Rock keeps doing this thing with his hair, though, that's keeping me here.
I just don't. It's just I don't for you, get Sam. It. Every time I walk in the studio, Hugh leaves. I don't. I'm starting to take
I'll
this
see
personal.
You guys later.
What? What?
Ooh, boy.
It's just, I don't know.
I don't blame him. I especially do not blame him. Hey, boys and girls, I want to tell you about our friends over at Royal Banks of Missouri. They offer this thing called mobile banking. It doesn't work for John because he is, I would call, a technological neophyte, technologically illiterate. There are many things. He's got 9 phones. He doesn't know how to work any of them.
Challenged?
Yes. Yeah, he is very technically challenged. But they have this thing called mobile banking, which is kind of a game changer for guys like me and Rock that know how to use our cell phones. So you download the app. The Royal Banks app, check it out. You never even have to go to the bank. Now, I would choose to go to the bank because, as John always points out, they usually have whatever the individual is eating, they usually share it with John because John's kind of threatening. So you can go there, and they have really nice people, and there are 11 locations. It's great. But what you can do, if you're pressed for time, like Doug Vaughn, you take a picture of your check, and boom, it's in there. You never even have to go deposit it. You can do a ton of different things just like that. With mobile banking, you can move money, transfer it. You could wire it to somebody. You can transfer it between your accounts. There's a million different things you can do. That is the mobile banking at Royal Banks of Missouri. So go check them out, royalbanksofmo.com or 636-212-1500. That is how you get a hold of our friends at Royal Banks of Missouri. So go check them out, 212-1500, John. That would be my recommendation. I apologize. It is a 314. 314-212-1500. 636, that's where I'm from, boys. So there you go. All right, Royal Banks of Missouri, better service means better banking. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Rock sending emails. Do you think Rock is important enough to be sending emails during the show?
He has lots of fans.
Do you think he's answering fan mail?
How'd you guys know?
I didn't. That's why I asked the question.
I was trying to hide that picture from you.
Oh, the 314 would like to point out, and he must be an older gentleman because he called me Sport. Sport, I called you a dumbass. Sport, I called you a dumbass, not an idiot. Great show, though. Your worst nightmare, says Jordan's first MVP season. He averaged about 36 points a game and made 8 three-pointers all year. He had to expend so much more energy driving to the hole and was so much more creative at trying to get shots than guys are today. Today, they just throw up a three-pointer after three-pointer. Popovich said that the game isn't a very good game today in an article not too long ago on ESPN. He said there's no basketball in it anymore. Jordan played in today's game. He would even have to shoot threes, and how soft the rules are. He'd score 50 points just driving to the hole. Hubie Brown agrees. Ben Simmons is a great player, and he doesn't have a three shot at all. Ben Simmons is largely getting passed by because he can't develop.
Let me ask you a question. Give me some background here to the stupid thing that you said.
I said something really intelligent, and John, you weren't here to screw
actually, that was an angry text more towards me because I brought up Michael Jordan. But I disagree with about half.
I brought up Michael Jordan.
I disagree about half the things that texter just said.
Let me give the background on John. Yeah, let's go. No, I brought up Jordan.
I know.
The way this came up was when I said, you know, Jordan until the end of his career didn't get better at threes. That's what he was talking about here. Point was, John, I was saying baseball has never been more boring than it is right now, and they need to eliminate the shift. Because of that, because of the health of the game. Not because the players shouldn't be accountable for sucking and they shouldn't learn to go the other way. All that stuff is true. But the game is suffering in the meantime. And if the game continues on this path, the strikeouts continue to rise. The home runs continue to rise. But in between, nobody's going to be watching because it is a worse overall product.
Say it one more time?
No, John.
Say it one more time. Let's go.
I will not say it again.
All right, well, then you take over this damn business. Christ, I wish I could live your life. Go ahead. What?
Oh, that'd be kind of fun. You ever seen Freaky Friday?
Mm-hmm. What did you say now?
Oh, my gosh, I'm old. Have you not seen that? Come on. That is one of the iconic lines of a great movie, of the remake of the movie. Anyway, I'm saying they should outlaw the shift because baseball is boring because of it.
You said that?
Yes. I've been saying it for 3 years.
Well, I mean, I just don't know.
I know. I gave a lot of detail over the last hour and a half, but you were working.
Well, no, but the fact of the matter is you're scoring more runs, so.
Right. This is the you're right. Then if you listen to the last hour, you would have more context here. This is what I think we're conflating two ideas. You and Gino Ogic are arguing something a little bit different. What I'm saying, and should I say it, John? Are you listening this time?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is baseball is less interesting and less fun to watch. It doesn't mean that the end of the game you won't score more points. At the end of the game, you may score more runs. Now, I was just reading if I can pull that back up, talking about the pace of home runs right now and how they're still flying out of the, you know, I think it's like 4.76 runs or something like that. I'll see if I can pull it back up. There it is. The overall run score per game continue within historic norms at 4.78 per game, which is the most since 2007. It's within historic norms, though, at 4.76 runs per game. So it's not like you're doing infinitely more, but the way they've changed, instead of hitting it the other way, now everybody's trying to go over the shift and hit it out instead of making the game more interesting in between. Now, at the end of the day, you may come up with the same result so far as runs scored at the end, which the numbers would tell you. It's just a lot more boring product.
I've been watching baseball since I was 12 years old. I don't think it's any more exciting, any more boring. It is what it is.
Yeah, but I think your opinion is skewed on this because you are such a sports purist. Like, you sit down and watch any sport on any Tuesday night, no matter what.
How many baseball games did you watch 15 years ago?
15 years ago, I'm 28, 13. I watched some.
How many?
Some.
Very little.
Yeah, but John, this isn't based on my experience. This is based on a ton of reading for a lot of people and looking at a lot of numbers and things.
You
know the games were entirely different when you watched the 80s.
Every sport is completely different.
They are, and there's never been more competition than there is right this second for eyeballs. And so when you have a boring product, you have to adjust.
Baseball has been called boring since I started watching it when I was 11 years old.
Which is why they're mortified of all the young viewers not watching.
I don't think you need to use the shift to discuss that. I don't think the shift is the cause of that.
I think it is because what's happening is people have not, because the analytics tell you need to hit it up and over and home runs are the end all be all, then there's no action in between. The shift is what's making it so there's no action in between.
You know, the lack of ability to hit the ball properly, the lack of base running skills, the lack of fundamentals that have been completely dismissed by the game and building up to this whole power game is the issue. Because let me tell you something right now. As a rookie, you put a shift on with Albert Pujols, he's hitting the ball the other way.
No, I think you're right, but this was part of my...
I can go down hitter after hitter after hitter through the years that would have just... Can you imagine putting a shift on with Ry Carew?
Literally had a texter bring him, Boggs, and Gwynn up as like...
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No.
This is what I brought up. Well, right, which is part of the issue, John.
Because fundamentally, they're just not as good as they used to be.
Okay.
But they can hit for power better than they've ever had before.
Right, and if everybody runs away, that's bad for the sport.
If everybody runs away.
If viewers flee because it's not interesting, because you have a total of four hits over nine innings for both teams, but they're all home runs, and they're all, right now, 60% of home runs are solo home runs. Nobody's on base. It's not interesting.
So... You're basing this on national ratings?
I'm not basing it on ratings. I haven't even seen all the ratings. I know regional ratings are actually doing quite well.
Exactly. That's my point.
Oh, my God. TJ's making an argument that isn't based off national ratings. This is... My heart almost stopped for a moment.
No. I don't know what the national ratings are. I know regional ratings are doing quite well.
Smoothie
what I'm
King
telling
Chocolate
you,
Gladiator is so good. And so much more
and
interesting.
And here's the thing. With that foam cup, that was made at about 9:45. You're drinking it at 2:00.
Yeah,
didn't even notice.
No, look at
that
it. Look, the consistency is still there.
That foam cup just keeps that stuff locked down. You can put it in the freezer for 5 hours and it still comes out perfect.
Yeah. I do like
that
the foam cup.
Foam cup, man.
My point is that right now I think the vast majority of people look at baseball and they already have the issues with the younger people. And I think the vast majority of people. So look, when your audience is old to begin with, which I think this is true. I have not seen a recent survey on this, but I think. Baseball has the oldest audience. I think surveys and studies tell you that. Baseball has the oldest audience, and they're the ones that want to see less of what you're actually giving them. So you're catering to perhaps no one. You're catering to the teams, of which the teams can't be in charge of everything. Look, if the teams were in charge of everything, you might have a terribly boring league because it's just about how to win the most. Well, how to win is not always the most interesting. This is why we like if we wanted this is why I brought up earlier that to the 2000 whatever it was 12 Alabama LSU game. If that was the product all the time, you'd have to make some serious changes to college football because nobody wants to watch a 96 game every weekend. The reason that they have catered the way they have to wide receivers, it wouldn't be a show without that ringtone.
Wait until I'm done. We go to a break, or do you need to talk to me now? I have to be on the air.
Just incredible content.
In fairness, how would she know that he was on the air? That's totally a flip of the coin.
Because she's in charge of financing or sales here. So
I know.
So, TJ, let me just explain to you something, youngster.
Yeah, I don't want to.
People have been claiming, probably since, I would say, the late 80s, that baseball is going to die. That baseball is lost. Kids have no interest.
That last part's true right now.
Okay. How many baseball games you been to this year?
None, because it sucks.
Okay. Well, I've been to several, and I see a boatload of kids at baseball games.
There is a reason that even the commissioner comes out and says, we have an issue with our young crowd. He's the one that sees the studies. I think it's kind of anecdotal to see a bunch of 11-year-olds in the front row and say there's a bunch of kids there.
Well, all I can tell you is what I see. All I can tell you is I've heard the same crap for an eternity.
Right. Well, just because it wasn't true then doesn't mean it's not true now.
Doesn't mean that it is true now.
It is when you have studies that are given by the commissioner that are saying we have an issue with our younger audience.
I'm just telling you, I've heard the same crap before. I've heard baseball people. I've heard people in baseball say this.
But we have evidence baseball- now.
No, you've had evidence. All I kept hearing was,
what is that word?
Minorities aren't playing baseball anymore.
Well, here's the thing. I was just looking this up because we want to have a conversation about the big league having a problem and does that act and does viewership from kids affect participation? And according to the Wall Street Journal, it was actually went up. There's been a 21% rise in youth participation in baseball from 2014 to 2018, and 2019 saw the largest number ever with nearly 15.9 million kids in local leagues starting in May.
There you go.
So the youth participation has only gotten bigger in the last 5 years, which is the exact time frame that you said there's been this issue has begun.
Just because kids are playing a sport does not mean they're watching the sport. This is soccer's problem. Every little kid plays soccer. I did, and nobody watches it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not just because something's easy to play, especially when people are being chased at a young age from playing football. They need to go do something else. They go play baseball. Like, it's a nice, easy, safe sport, at least in the heads of your mother who's signing up for the sports. True. That is all true.
Truth to that.
But I'm just saying, is in the flip side, we're talking about a big problem in youth football while there's no issue with ratings in the NFL. It interests me that there's issues on both sides. We talk about,
and they're the opposite.
Yeah,
and you
would
as the
NFL.
Yeah,
it's interesting that there's complete opposites. Is they're the top end going higher while the bottom end drops out. Well, in baseball, top end coming down a little bit, bottom end getting raised. It's interesting how they're going in complete opposite.
The reason there are some big differences there, John. And the difference is that I think high school and participation later is going to level off pretty quickly here because people don't want to be playing before the age of 12 or 14, depending on the study you read,
TJ,
for your brain.
You've put together, as you normally do, a very well-prepared conversational point, which in the big picture, however, in this case remains specious because you're
just saying that word, John.
You're just telling me the same thing that I've heard other people tell me for four decades, that baseball is dead, baseball's dying, baseball's in a comatose state, nobody plays baseball anymore, yada, 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 and yet players are making more money than ever before, regional ratings are up significantly, Rock's telling me the more kids are ever playing a sport, yada, da, 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 da.
There's also probably more kids available, but that's...
Yeah, I mean, there's never been a bigger population than there is right this moment, but yes.
Okay, well, extrapolate. If it's up 21%, go back and do it as the numbers would be done. Anytime that you're up into
double
digits.
You're asking Rock to do work. I don't know that you can do that.
Anytime that you're into double digits, you will still have an increase no matter how you play the numbers. Now, will the increase be lower? Yes, but you'll still have an increase. If there's a double digit percentage upwards or downwards, you almost have to double a population for it not to be an increase.
Attendance for Major League Baseball was down in for the 2018 regular season. That is not necessarily the case. That this is part of it, too, that a lot of the people that are fans, attendance is down, and so ratings then would be up because a lot of the people that otherwise would be at the game are watching on television. So that
it
does level off to some degree there, too.
But also, ticket prices are higher than they've ever been before.
Mm-hmm. But the point is they're consuming the game either way. Either they would be at the game or they're coming home. So you still have those same fans. And the issue with baseball is going to continue to be, unless you make it more interesting, you're not going to get new fans.
No, not necessarily true, because you're of this whole belief that things don't change. The old saying about what goes around comes around is 100% true. It's 100% true. You know, it just is. I mean, baseball is vogue. Baseball is not vogue. People play baseball. People don't play baseball. People go to the game. They don't go to the game. It happens. It happens. I mean,
but we make changes all the time, John. We make changes in every sport all the time. Baseball is we've talked about this. They had a crazy year where seven guys had an ERA under 2.0, so they lowered the mound. You change things all the time to make the game better.
This is my
argument, that this is one of those times where the game is not that good, and if you don't make a change, then it will continue to get more
boring. No, your
whole
point revolves around the shift.
Yes, that is my point here. I'm saying...
You know, I'm telling you that if guys were taught to hit the baseball properly, the shift would have the shift would go away because it would be no longer prudent or effective.
But there's no incentive right now because the analytics tell you that you will be more successful by numbers at the end if you just try to hit home runs. That's the issue altogether, right? It's like, could you do this? Yes. But at the end of the day, is it going to score you more runs doing that or hitting it over the fence? Hitting over the fence is the answer. The problem is, inning 1 through 9, while you may end up with more runs, they're all going to be solo home runs, and you're going to have 2.5 really boring hours. I know Rock is stuck in a pickle here.
No, TJ.
Yes, sweetheart.
You and I can watch a 14-10 football game and find it incredibly entertaining based on, well, you obviously far more than me, based on our knowledge of the sport and different matchups, different situations, different things. We can appreciate a football game in a different manner than many. Same thing with baseball.
But this isn't a sport that they all consumed. I mean, it is the older generation right now that is telling us this is so boring. They're the ones that love the bunt. They're the ones that love base stealing. They're the ones that love old-style baseball.
But my point of the matter, my point is, it's going to change at some point.
And I think you should just accelerate it. Perhaps you guys are right, but if it takes 12 years and people are really bored in the meantime, that's not good for the sport.
Well, if there's this precipitous drop in revenue, then...
But we won't know because your television contracts and everything are already locked in. So if everything sucks for 4 years, your revenue's still going up based on these TV contracts.
Whoa. Let me tell you something right now. The fastest way for it to change are for TV ratings to go so low that they're losing money on ad sales. Because let me tell you something right now. The commissioner will pick up the phone and be told to change. Not asked. Be told to change if you start taking money away from the networks.
I understand.
Take my word for that. So, again, you are trying to make a case and point that's logical, that is filled with a variety of factual information.
And just so happens to be right.
That has been presented before and proven wrong.
I don't think so.
Baseball will endure no matter what because it's a very, very simple game. Baseball will endure because it's really about the only sport, aside from basketball, that can be played at such a low level of financial dedication that, the biggest problem hockey will ever face isn't the fact that
you
got some Swedes and you got
some... Cost you $700
bucks
to play.
You got some Nadians and everything else. No, it's not the Nadians. It's not the Swedes. It's the ridiculous jack you got to pay for your kid to play hockey.
Hockey privilege, bro.
Ridiculous. I mean, an outrageous price. The outrageous price of just getting ice time.
Webster Groves' Winnie Wiggler, John, says, speaking of shifts, when Hadley shows up, can you shift him away from the mic? Let's read some more text. Gino Ogic wants me to stop calling Carpenter elite. Pretty sure that year and a half is an outlier in his career at this point. Yeah, Carpenter is an elite leadoff man. And that is largely, he's not this year, but he is.
Right now he's terrible.
He has elite potential.
And he has an elite eye. We actually have statistics to back up that he has been right so much more frequently than he's been wrong. He has been on pitches that ended up being balls. He's been called out more than anybody in the major leagues last year.
I have an elite eye.
I don't get it. Let's go to Tom and talk about his elite eye. Hi, Tom. Tom's dead. Tom! Tom's gone. Throw him four. How about we just decrease the number of fielders, help the myopic batters that way, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny that he says that, but I mean, that's really what's so pathetic about it is that, you know, I mean, I just laugh at the shift because in actuality, somehow, some way, people perceive it, oh, you know, this is an analytical genius move, da-da-da-da-da. Well, no, it's really not. It's just you're taking advantage of the ineptitude.
You are, but
the way the sport is being taught.
We have rules about where you can and can't stand in other sports. And you can only have 7 men on the line of scrimmage in the NFL. 4 have to be in the backfield. They have to. You cannot stay in the lane too long in basketball. It's a 3-second violation or 5-second violation, depending on what you're doing, right? It's like you have places where you can and cannot stand in other sports. This would not be a crazy outlier. You got to be on this side of second base.
So that means that every secondary only has 4 players in the secondary?
No, what I'm telling you is that if you stand here too long, that it's a turnover in basketball. And if you stand on the line right here, it's a 5-yard penalty
football. Wouldn't it be a ridiculous rule if you had to have a certain amount of players on each side of the center?
No, because
if I couldn't go, I can't go through, I can't go trips right because there's going to be 6-7 players on one side of the center and 3 on the other. I can't go trips right now. So now because
it only
of that
seems
rule,
ridiculous because there's no reason to do it right now. If all of a sudden you had something that says every time you do this and you run that direction, then you gain 96 yards. We're going to say you can't have that many people
again,
over there right now.
But the thing is that the switch doesn't take away the ability to play small ball. It makes it easier to play small ball.
Not with these players.
That's the issue, not the fact that it's easier to play small ball. It's easier to play small ball if people are switching.
But you adjust
issues,
based
but you
on
don't
the players
have the right
all the
players.
Time. Look, if you had a bunch of wide receivers that were all built like Gronk, you'd have never had to have the rule that you can't touch them after 5 years. They're all built like Gronk, they just throw you. But most of them are built like Antonio Brown, and so you can't touch them after 5 yards. So when you have a group of guys in a certain generation built a certain way, you change the rules.
What if you had a mixture of Gronk and Brown?
Ooh,
oh my God!
Baby. Then you make the rule as it is now.
Gronk, by the way, I don't know if you've seen Gronk.
He's so skinny
as hell right now.
Oh, that's what happens.
Lost a ton of weight. If he comes back, and I still contend that there's a 50-50 chance he will, he's going to be a wide receiver.
That would be interesting.
And he'd be really good. Let's see. The 3-on-4. Oh, my gosh. This guy is an idiot. 25 to 30 miles an hour off the bat from Wade Box. This is awful and why you should never take calls. Splashback, smaller ballparks allow more homers and less base running. It directly impacts the 3 true outcomes, staleness. He's saying move the fences back.
We done that. We did that.
Rob Dibble's
I don't need to move it in again.
No, he's saying move it out.
Oh, he's moving
he
back
wants
out.
To move him back
oh, okay.
out. Yeah, he's saying now.
I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah. Rob Dibble's butt tattoo. TJ, these freaking millennials can't suck it up and adjust. They just need somebody to do it for them. John, you can get on board with that. Why'd you say that?
They are. Just a bunch of little bitches.
There's a band outside.
He's actually, I tell you what. In all seriousness, though, this guy's pretty good. If you get a chance, stop by the Kirkwood Brew House for happy hour out on the patio. Because this cat's pretty good. I can't remember his name. I've met him a couple times. I've listened to him a couple times. Pretty good. He really
he's wearing
is.
A blues hat. I'm a fan.
He's warming up right now. I'm telling you.
He's stretching.
He's good. He if you want to enjoy a little cocktail, a little happy hour, some appetizers, stop by the Kirkwood Brew House and catch a little music, a little live music.
The 314 says Major League Baseball and the NFL are both boring as hell. The difference between the NFL...
Dude, in all seriousness, aside from hockey, which sport can't be called boring?
Well, the NFL, the reason
basketball,
the NFL...
at times, is slow as molasses.
The reason the NFL is... The reason the NFL is so different from the other sports, and I guess hockey too. Hockey is like the NFL in this way. That because of your personnel and the amount of possible systems, no two teams really look alike. Like Tom Brady and his offense looks so much different than what Dak Prescott does with Ezekiel Elliott right. in the backfield. And so it's like you're watching a different game based on their style.
99% of the people that I know that don't watch football on a regular basis tell me it's boring. There's so much time in between plays, this, yeah. that, and the other thing, da-da-da-da-da. You know, so, I mean, again, it just comes down to...
It's perfect for millennials. We need to check our tweets in between plays anyway.
You know? And literally, I'm not so sure there's anything more I'm looking forward to this coming fall or winter sports-wise. As much as I want to see him kick off, I'm not sure that I'm looking forward to anything more than... the NBA, because this is, I mean, I just can't believe that this is not going to be as entertaining an NBA season as I'll ever watch.
You're
going to
be so much happier when Kelly Bryant leads the Tigers to a national championship.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, that would be glorious.
You know something we don't?
Of course I do.
Okay. Oh, cool. That's awesome. I'm in a great mood now. Let's go.
I'd just be happy. I'd be happy if he led us to the SEC championship game.
Rock, go, if you can, on my Twitter, go to my favorites. Brandon Kiley, who has moved on to Kansas City, used to be a producer over at 101 for Kevin Wheeler's show.
Twitter's down right now.
Bummer. Can you play it off of
your app? Twitter is down?
Yeah, Twitter's down for the first time ever.
Surprised
really.
I didn't get a phone call.
Can you play it on your app, Rock? Because a lot of times your app...
No, I can't. Like, I can't get to anybody's... Like, if you go to Twitter right now, unless it's the tweets that I last... My timeline loaded last time I loaded Twitter before it shut down, I can't go to anybody's account. Like, if I go to
Twitter
anybody's
failure.
Account...
Twitter failure.
If you go
Internal
to Twitter,
error.
It says... North Korea.
Yeah, it just won't load. It won't load anybody's old stuff.
They're supposed
or
to
new
change
stuff,
it
sorry.
Here pretty soon, though. Supposed
okay.
to be a new look to it. So maybe it's
see if I can,
under
see
construction.
If I can get this stuff in.
Well, you know what? I'll
yeah,
see if
we'll,
I can.
We'll load your old tweets.
I will continue to look for it. But anyway, my point was is that he had a guest on. It may have been Phil Steele. I forget which guest he had on that said, I'm really anticipating this to be overturned here from Missouri, so. I will try to get that sound for you.
One guy who has incredible college football knowledge, I heard the other day on the radio say that he thought Mizzou was going to win the SEC East this year.
Was it me?
Huh?
I was off.
No, I've never heard you say that. I did, though. I did. I said it. You didn't.
I thought for sure it was me.
No, you haven't said it because you don't say anything. When it comes to predictions, you don't say anything other than just these inane sort of statements that allow you to claim that you were right or wrong depending upon any circumstances. It's just how you maneuver yourself around different situations.
This is a very long, convoluted... Rock, go to break! Go to break!